Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Okay, everybody, today on the Charlie Kirk Show, UFO of God, a man who claims that he went to a UFO that was sent from above. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. We recap parts of our RFK interview. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you do that and text it to your friends. I think it's very instructive and important. And we talk about no labels and how third-party candidates could determine the 2024 election. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show and get your friends to do the same. Become a member today, everybody, at charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. When you become an exclusive member, you can listen to our interviews before that they are posted in real time. You can listen to all of our conversations without advertisers. We have Steve Bannon up there, Jonathan Isaac, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tucker Carlson, Ben Carson. So go to charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. It's a great way to support us and to get behind what we are doing. That is charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. We provide exclusive content beyond our daily show that defends freedom and fights for our values. And get on to the know what's really happening in our country. It helps us out significantly. It's affordable for all income levels. charliekirk.com insider or insider plus. We're going to be growing it as a community. You guys can comment and communicate with me directly. charliekirk.com. It's going to be amazing. We're really trying to scale this up heading into 2024. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com for a gift of any amount at tpusa.com. You guys can get the college scam. That's tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. And there's a lot of alien chatter right now. And joining us now is Chris Bledsoe, author of the book UFO of God, The Extraordinary True Story of Chris Bledsoe. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time. I cannot possibly introduce your story as well as you can. So tell us your extraordinary story.
Well, glad to be on here, Charlie. Thank you for having me. And it would take a while to tell the whole thing because it's ongoing. But basically, it started in 07 with a fishing trip with my son and three other guys, and turned out to be 4 hours of missing time and a whole lot more. And it's all in the book, this complete story. In 2007, January the 8th, I had just come through. I was a home builder, building 100 homes a year. And the 911 Desert Storm thing wrecked our economy and caught me off guard with too many houses on the market. And I was pretty much down on my luck. And at the bottom, I was really having a hard time. Lost my home. Had four children at the time that were little, and having to struggle to even get them school lunches. And so I was out crying out to the heavens, help me. And suddenly these three large balls of fire, they look like the setting sun, that color, when you can look at it and it doesn't hurt your eyes. And I walked up on them, and next thing I know, I was hiding, scared to death at what I was seeing. And I had no clue when I walked back up to the campfire where they were fishing that 4 hours had passed. And for the longest time, I didn't know what had happened there. And I still have vague memories of what happened while I was away. But it followed me home and ended up starting to interact with my whole family, my wife and my kids. And to this day, it's been witnessed by hundreds of people with me. But it was, I don't know the best way to tell what happened in those 4 hours other than I was sick. I had Crohn's disease and I was unable to work and I was crying out. And when they brought me back, I had no more Crohn's disease. It went away. But that started a whole lot of trouble because I'm born and raised in the Bible Belt. And I came home talking about, you know, not being sick anymore. And then the whole community basically started telling me I was playing with the devil. And it's just been it's one more struggle from the very beginning of this thing. But it was a blessing to me. The whole thing was a blessing, but it turned out to be really hard on my children, my wife, and my family.
So I understand, according to your recollection, you're there, you cry out to God, there's 4 hours of missing time. Do you believe that you were transported up to an UFO? Is that correct?
Well, I don't really know that. What I do know is what I saw were balls of fire. I really never saw a mechanical machine. It was just three large balls of fire, actually more than that. There were three that landed across the river in front of the whole group, and then three up at the road where I was missing time. But I think the balls of light took me. I really don't know. I know they looked for me for hours and couldn't find me. And we were down in the middle of nowhere, so there was nowhere for me to go. And but yeah, they definitely took me somewhere.
And so why do you think that these are aliens or whatever filler term and not spirits? What do you speculate them to be? Because you say then your Crohn's was solved. Is that right? It was healed afterwards. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, and to give context, I've struggled with this for 17 years now. What is it that took me? All I can go back to is I was praying. I was calling on God or whoever's up there. I was desperate. I had just come through a near-death experience, and I was unable to work, 45 years old, with 4 children and sick, really sick. And I was crying out to something, whoever's up there, to hear me. I was raised in a church. And so when it came, and took me and brought me back, it left me not knowing anything. I had no clue what happened other than my Crohn's was gone. And we saw these things. Everybody saw them. The whole group did. And we still do to this day. In fact, we study them with government officials, with military people, scientists, and so on.
So after years of receiving mixed responses from people, you had another encounter on Easter of 2012. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that was the turning point, the change in the direction of where we were heading. For the first 5 years, it was pretty much a curse because when I would talk about it, well, the whole community just came down on me, and there were people trying to take my children away. They thought I was crazy. They were bringing holy water to the house and sprinkling me and my property and my children. And I'm crying. I'm saying, look, I was praying to God. I wasn't praying to the devil. And I don't get it. You know, I don't understand. So it turned into be a laughing stock with my at school for my children. They were coming home and crying, and so I got upset and decided that I'd never talk about it again. And when I did, the next experience was of this. All I can tell you, it was just the most beautiful lady I have ever seen. She came, and she came in the middle of the night, and she told me, she said, "You're not, this is your burden. You have to tell this. And if you will, I'll help you. I'll bless you and let you film us and let you share our presence with the world." And so help me from that point forward. I started being able to share with others. And I have done so with the highest authorities, in, from CIA to DIA to U.S. The Department of Defense, to scientists from different colleges and universities. And it all happened after this beautiful lady came. And believe me, I'm, you know, I was born and raised a Baptist, right? I had no idea who some spiritual female might would be. But I don't see them as aliens, Charlie. I don't see it that way. I see them as spirits, basically. It was a spiritual experience for me then, and it still is to this day. But what, I can't put my thumb on it yet to tell you what it is we're dealing with. It's just going to take a lot more study. But I know how it reacts to me. I know what I say to make it come.
Listen up, parents. You and I know that kids' entertainment options are awful. Shows and books constantly try to sneak woke and progressive agendas onto our kids. You can't look away for a minute without fear of what might pop up. But there is good news. It's called Sherwood. Sherwood is your new alternative to Disney Plus, Kindle, and Audible, all rolled into one. Sherwood's library of ebooks, audio, and videos actually share your values. No ads and no agendas, just wholesome entertainment. But listen, Sherwood just launched, and right now, when you sign up for 1 year, you can get additional 3 years for free. This deal will not last long, so click the link or head on over to SherwoodKids.com/Kirk. I'm telling you, don't miss this one. Our kids need better options, and I am choosing Sherwood. So, Chris, I want to ask you, do you believe these are spirits? So what? Why is the term UFO involved? Just help me connect the dots here. Unidentified flying object, spiritual interactions, because you obviously would not be the first person that I've ever met that has claimed to have interactions with angels or demons or an invisible dimension, but you're now connecting it with a UFO. Help me understand that.
Well, when there's a reason I did that. I've studied this thing for the last 17 years with some of the best scholars out there. And going through the whole thing of what happened to me and still happening and the way it reacts, it's not the, I have seen mechanical machines. I have seen those. And it appears that these orbs can morph into those. They can do either one. So what I wanted to do is bring this front and center is the UFO that we're seeing. Is it related to the biblical story? And a lot of people think it is. And the way it reacts, I tend to believe it's very closely related in some way. They were UFOs. They were unidentified. And they took me and they brought me back. And I was calling out to God for help. And so that's the confusing thing. It responded in that manner to me, but it was unidentified. So I think the title's fitting, and I think there's going to be there's a need for a whole lot more study here to see what it is that we're dealing with. I can tell you this: I get thousands of emails, probably 5,000 this month, and everybody wants to tell me their story. And the majority of the people that write me tell me, 99% tell me that when they started seeing lights in the sky, it was because of a trauma, a loved one passing away, mother, dad, child, and a whole lot more. So somehow or another is tied, Charlie. And I think it's going to take a lot more work to find out. And we're working on that. We're working.
So Chris, what are you still a Christian after these experiences?
Yeah, I'll never change.
So
in fact, I'm stronger than I ever was.
So then you believe that you are able to come in contact with angels? Is that your working hypothesis?
That's my thoughts. Yes. That's what I believe. But I'm not 100% sure. But I can tell you, in 17 years of dealing with this, it's not tried to harm me. It's been blessings. And I've seen a lot of people healed from this. Blessings come from it. And it's in the book. There's stories about people in Washington that had blessings from this. People with cancers that disappeared. Why? I don't know. I have no clue.
Do you believe that these were messengers? Because that is the word for angel in the Bible means messenger.
Yes, I really believe. I believe that.
What is the main? Can you said you can summon them at any time? Is that correct?
Well, I don't like to use that word summon because that sounds dark. But simply what I do, I walk out and usually it's connected somehow another to where I don't have to do much but go outside. When I walk out, they see me and here they come. If they don't, I'll say a little prayer, just like I did on the river. And they respond to that in that manner.
So what has been their main message to you?
I think the world's in trouble, Charlie. I think we're at a crossroads and we've got to wake up. And that's the main message I'm getting here, that it's time that we all come together and quit fighting over what we perceive that we know when we really don't know what we think we know. And it's, I think we're at the crossroads of a new world and a new knowledge. And I think they're going to help bring that about.
Chris Bledsoe, check out his website, UFO of God. That's UFOofGod.com. Chris, we'll have you on again. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Hey, everybody. Exciting news. Very, very important. We are saving babies with preborn. You've heard me talk about this all throughout the year, and time is running out on this great dollar-for-dollar match. I have donated money here, and you should too. Through December 31st, you can save twice as many babies by providing ultrasounds. But this match goes away soon, so don't put it off another minute. You've heard about and thought about and talked about it and maybe even prayed about it, but right now is the time to do something about it. If you're wondering about your end-of-year giving and want every dollar to get the most results, this is a great chance to maximize your gift for life. And for a one-time $15,000 gift, you'll provide not just one ultrasound machine, but two, saving thousands of babies for years to come. $280 saves 10 babies, $28 a month saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day, and right now, any gift saves twice as many babies with preborn. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That's the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. $280 saves 10 babies. $280 saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. charliekirk.com, preborn banner. A theme that we have this week is looking forward into 2024. Something I'm very thankful for, I think our program has done a terrific job, is warning, analyzing, and cautioning the role that third-party candidates will play in the 2024 election. I think we've done probably a better job than any other program out there. And I don't say that braggadociously. We've been covering it from the Cornel West angle to the RFK angle to the No Labels angle to the Jill Stein angle. Now, remember, in 2016, it was Trump v. Hillary and like four or five other candidates on the ballot, Libertarian and Green Party and all this. In 2020, the Party of Democracy successfully made it Trump v. Biden. That's it. Trump v. Biden. That's it. In 2024, there is going to be a whole mess of candidates on the ballot, including RFK Jr., and it looks to be also No Labels, Jill Stein and Cornel West. This is bad news for Biden. All of that is bad news for Biden. Now, I will reiterate what I said a couple months ago, but I will add a little asterisk on it because I think we've played a little bit of a role in this. So our hypothesis on this program is that RFK Jr. running for the presidency has the potential to hurt Donald Trump, but that's not necessarily a guarantee. As things were kind of put forward, as they were in a couple months ago in early fall when RFK said that he was going to run as an independent, we made a broad database, not a broad, but a very, let's just say, bold, not broad, bold proclamation that RFK Jr. was going to hurt Donald Trump. And it's pretty simple. There are low trust and high trust political candidates. So a high trust political candidate is someone that is running to protect, preserve the status quo. George W. Bush was this type of candidate. George H.W. Bush was this type of candidate. Richard Nixon was this type of candidate. There's also insurgent candidates, people that want change. Ronald Reagan in 1980 was this type of candidate. Bill Clinton was this type of candidate in 1992. Donald Trump was this candidate in 2016. Barack Hussein Obama was this candidate in 2008. They run on lower trust impulses. Now, not saying one is better than the other, but in the modern era where government doesn't do its job and we're being invaded on the southern border and they're lying and they're stealing and they're cheating and they're spying on us, low trust candidates obviously resonate more with us conservatives, meaning we don't trust the government. We don't trust the systems in front of us. Donald Trump is certainly, because he's being indicted by that government, a low trust government candidate, meaning we don't trust the swamp. We don't trust the regime. We don't trust the whatever. Vote for me to reform it. Biden is a high trust. It's all about our democracy, our institutions. His whole thing is about the status quo. Things are fine. Status quo. Keep them going. So the Democrat Party, by the way, used to be primarily an insurgent party, and now it's the establishment party. But Donald Trump and RFK, as things were looking a couple months ago, had to share the insurgents lane, the low trust of government lane. But is that changing? We are seeing more and more data that RFK actually might take more from Democrats than from Republicans. The concern is whether or not RFK will hurt Trump and hurt Republican chances. Well, we sat down with RFK last week, and the interview has done very well. If you have not listened to this interview, please listen to it. Go back into the archive of the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and listen to it. We have received great praise. I respect RFK. I really like him. I like him on the COVID stuff. I like him on the vaccine stuff. I like him on the health and wellness stuff. I like him on the contamination and how we're being polluted stuff. But I don't support everybody I like for the presidency, obviously, and him running for the presidency. So we sat down with him, and I think we did a good job of establishing respect while simultaneously challenging him on issues that really matter. This is the clip that is going viral of RFK being asked about the Supreme Court. Now, at the very best reading of this, it doesn't look like RFK has the Supreme Court as a top priority. And that's just me reading into this. It didn't seem as if he was adequately prepared for this question. You guys be the judge. Play cut 27. Which current or recent Supreme Court justice is closest to your ideas or what you would appoint?
I couldn't answer that. I would say, you know, I'm going to appoint judges who reflect my values.
But what are those values? Because President Trump has a list, to his credit. Here are the 65 people. I mean, would it be more like Kagan or more like Clarence Thomas?
I don't know. I wouldn't answer that.
But respectfully, you're running for president. The voters, that's a huge issue for voters. But who's your favorite Supreme Court justice ever?
Earl Warren.
Okay. So the Warren court that got rid of prayer in public schools. So I got a text message from somebody over the weekend, and they said, Charlie, why did you add in silence when RFK Jr. was answering? I said, I didn't add anything in. There was nothing added. That I didn't do that to make him look bad, okay? There was a 5 to 7 second pause, and I can understand why people would think that, that I somehow deceptively edited. I didn't. And that wasn't the only question. Now, the answer he should have given is, I'm going to appoint judges that defend the Constitution. The Supreme Court is a top priority for us. The Supreme Court, for those of us that are conservatives, one of the top priorities of a president, we vote for the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court outlives the president. And look how important the Supreme Court is. Administrative say right now, Donald Trump's future on the ballot of Colorado and the country is going to be in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. Ryan just told me we actually took out some time in the second half of the question. Oh, wow. Didn't know that. The Supreme Court is what got millions of evangelical Christians and center-right Republicans that didn't like Trump to the ballot in 2016, despite a lot of reservations. And that's why I mentioned it. Trump had a list. I asked RFK about immigration. Play cut 29. And I know this is a wonky question, but is there a set number of legal immigrants you think our country should take? Are we taking too many right now?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I'd love to hear the arguments either way about it.
Well, like,
I mean, tell me this. Yeah. How many do you think?
Well, I'm not running for president. I think we should have a moratorium, right?
So, like a complete moratorium.
Well, of course, yeah.
And then what about would that harm businesses that, like, need workers?
It could harm multi-billion-dollar, trillion-dollar tech companies, yeah. There was one part which I found was not his strongest argument. He says that he kept going to businesses. Just so we're clear, his whole life has been about kind of checking corporate power. So if big businesses are going to dictate our immigration policy, not exactly on board. The same businesses, by the way, that fund BLM, and they have international offices in Singapore and Paris, and they're more interested in globalism than nationalism. So why? And by the way, just to his credit, RFK has been fighting big business successfully on so many issues, polluting our air and throwing stuff in the river, all sorts of stuff. What I'm getting at with all of this, and I want you guys to listen to the interview, you guys be the judge. And by the way, great respect for him to sit down with me, and I hope he does it again. I hope he does it again. I asked him, what did you agree with Joe Biden on? Let's play cut 30. But you were running in the Democrat primary, right? So what would you agree with Biden on?
I don't know. I don't know. What I agreed with, the thing that made me a Democrat, Charlie, is the traditional Democratic platform, which I would sort of check all the boxes. The Democrats were traditionally anti-war. They were skeptical of the military-industrial complex, of the corporate control of our democracy. They were pro-environment. They were pro-women's rights. And bodily autonomy. They were skeptical of the pharmaceutical industry and the other big corporations. Those are the boxes that I would check. And I don't know how much of that, I don't even know what President Biden believes in on those issues.
So as things are trending, and the feedback I've received from just looking at YouTube comments and Rumble comments, people still have respect for RFK. People are not like, oh, I don't like him. And by the way, I love his book. His Fauci book is amazing. I'm happy to do a long form interview with RFK after we win the White House. We could talk all about his Fauci book, right? We could do that whole thing. It's a gift. He's been so good on vaccine stuff. Happy to talk about that. He's running for president, and he has an opportunity to be a spoiler for either side. Let's just be honest. He right now has an opportunity to be a spoiler for the right or the left. That's his role. I know that he doesn't believe that. He says, I could be president. Okay, great. And so people deserve to know what he believes. If this continues, though, if this trend continues, he might play spoiler more on the left than on the right. Throw into the mix a no labels ticket, which is bubbling up. Joe Biden might struggle, or a Democrat struggle, might getting to 40 or 42%. I will walk you through the math in a second. as we game out what 2024 may or may not be. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. No Labels is bubbling up. What is No Labels? No Labels is a corporate donor-funded project. It sounds good and feels good, but is it going to do good? Well, it actually might help Donald Trump. And Democrats are freaking out about it. RFK Democrats have largely left alone. Do you notice that? So here's the tell. If all of a sudden you start to see more attack pieces on RFK, you know that he's losing more on the right and gaining more on the left. You haven't seen that yet. RFK has largely gone beneath the surface. RFK is not being covered a lot. Cornel West, they really tried to take him out. I don't know. He's running on like the yellow party ticket. What is he? He's not running Green Party. He's running something. Like he's running on some revolutionary ticket. It's very strange. Jill Stein is running. They're going hard after her. They call her a Russian agent. I would not be surprised if Jill Stein is arrested for FARA violations for visiting Moscow in 1975 or something crazy. Jill Stein once smoked a joint in the Kremlin and she's arrested or something crazy. But then the No Labels is where Democrats are really attacking, because the Democrat coalition, what makes or breaks the Democrat coalition, is upper middle class college educated voters who watch cable television, read the New York Times, and want consensus and bipartisanship. Joe Manchin, Mitt Romney, these are people that have college diplomas, master's degrees, tech jobs, earning more than $120,000 a year. They do not constitute the majority of the country. They do not constitute the majority of the country, but they do represent the swing interval for the Democrat Party. So now they have a new ad out. This ad is coming out, and it looks as if they're going to be running a candidate. Play cut 11, please.
Why might we see the least popular presidential candidates in American history? Ask the political DC establishment, who are busy roughing up anyone trying to offer American voters a real choice. That's why they're attacking No Labels, which has been working to provide America's common sense majority with the choices they want in the 2024 presidential election. We can see why they're attacking. The party bosses have set up a dysfunctional primary system that only they control. Most Americans don't vote in these primaries. If you're an independent in many states, you're not even allowed to. Now, they're complaining we're working outside that very party primary system by offering up our ballot line for a unity presidential ticket that reflects the will of the common sense majority in 2024. To them we say, you're right, and it's about time.
No Labels. So what's really going on here? If Donald Trump is the nominee and they don't assassinate him and they don't take him out or they don't do something crazy, and I'm not saying that jokingly, okay? I say it repeatedly here on air because they're obviously going to try something. This is not a joke. I'm not saying it hyperbolically. I'm not doing it for clicks. These maniacs will stop at nothing. And my prayer is the more we say it, maybe they'll be afraid to actually do it. Okay? If Donald Trump is the nominee and does not have a major decisive conviction that moves public opinion, Donald Trump will, convicted or not convicted, whatever, he will be able to get 42 to 44%. That is Donald Trump's advantage and also his challenge. It's Donald Trump's challenge because they say he can't get over 44%. He can't win over independents. But hold on. If you have RFK and you have Cornel West and you have Jill Stein and you have no labels, let's say Donald Trump then goes down to 41 or 42%. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. The last time that happened, Bill Clinton with Ross Perot, or more famous, not less famously, but more significantly, was the 1912 election. When Woodrow Wilson won the presidency, I think with Blake can look it up, 42, 44% of the vote. Teddy Roosevelt ran as the Bull Moose Party against William Howard Taft and unsuccessfully challenged him in the Republican primary, ran in the Bull Moose Party, and Woodrow Wilson, an insane progressive who, 42%, I was right, yeah, 1912 election. I think we're seeing something very similar. People are not happy with the regular political party. And let's be honest, people are not voting for Trump because he's a Republican. Trump will be able to consolidate enough traditional Republicans. His base will get him to 44 to 43%. And you think Joe Biden is going to be able to fend off this left-wing revolt, this Cornel West, this Jill Stein, RFK, no labels defection? If the trends continue, and if enough Republican people that Republican voters that don't like how Trump handled COVID resist the RFK temptation, at least more than go for him, the math is going in a way that could, if we do our ballot chasing work and if we do our work, where Donald Trump could become president with 41 or 42% of the vote. Do not count out how third party candidates could determine the 2024 election. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.